views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. What dreams may come. Are you seeking personal guidance? Transformation Talk Radio presents Psychic World with John G. Sutton, one of Britain's top clairvoyants, is your spiritual guide. Call in 1-800-930-2819.
Good evening and welcome to Psychic World. I am John G. Sutton, and with me this evening is my incredible co-host, the remarkable Countess Starmella. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Countess.
Hello, friends. Very, very nice to see you this evening. I hope everyone is well.
That's very great. Well, you're looking great this evening, Countess. You must have
Thank
been out
you.
In the sunshine.
Yes, indeedy. It's very warm here.
Is it really?
Yes, about 75 degrees.
Half of England's underwater. Did you know that? We've got some amazing floods in England.
Poor darlings.
Not quite where I live. I live on the top of a hill, but the people a little bit further down, they're doing some paddling at the moment.
Heavens.
It's very difficult weather in the UK at the moment, but I believe it's quite difficult in parts of the USA, especially around New York. So
yes.
To all the people in New York, it is a big warm good evening from Psychic World. And let me tell you a little bit about what we're all about. This is Psychic World on Transformation Talk Radio. This song is first and foremost about you. It's about your hopes and dreams, your aims, ambitions, your aspirations, your loves, and everything that influences you in life itself. Both myself and Countess Starella want to help you achieve all that's possible in this often difficult world. So please take the chance, do call in. We'll be here to help you. The number to call is 1-800-930-2819. Or you can call 401-322-9091. Countess, just have a quick word with our wonderful audience this evening and tell them what we're going to offer.
We'll give you our love and insights and inspiration, and we will help to take some of the burdens off your shoulders from this world and show you how to be a little more lighthearted so that you can enjoy your precious time here on planet Earth.
Precious time on planet Earth. It really is. And this evening we have a special topic. We're going to talk a little bit about early childhood psychic experiences, which is quite something in the news today, because I don't know if you've personally seen it, Countess, but there's a report from Gary, Indiana, about to children that were supposedly possessed. According to the Indianapolis Star, they report that a Gary, Indiana police captain by the name of Charles Austin, with 35 years police experience, said he was quite convinced, and many medical professionals had reported that they'd seen these children, believe this or not, walking backwards up the walls and speaking in voices, and it was quite a spooky experience that the children have been since dealt with and seen by psychologists, and apparently an exorcist was called in. So we have shades of Linda Blair there.
Heavens.
Have you seen that story, Countess?
I just caught a glimpse of it, but it seems quite fascinating.
It is strange. We're talking about early childhood experiences. My first experience was in the cellar of my grandparents' 17th century cottage, where we lived in a little village very close to Pendle Hill in the county of Lancashire in the United Kingdom. And early on, one of my first recollections, in fact, is playing in this cellar, which was quite dark, and I must have seen quite a spooky child, because I enjoyed it down there. But in the shadows, there was a voice that kept speaking to me, and subsequently, reports, when I told my family about that, the house was actually haunted by the village postman, whose name was Sammy, and he used to speak to me from the shadows. But he seemed a very friendly character. Did you have early experiences like this, Countess?
Yes, voices and visions. And of course, I went right to my mother and said, I want to go to church. I want to know what's happening here. Masters from the other side, certain creatures like scientists or great artists who had passed on, some angelic creatures as well. Absolutely an integral part of childhood.
So from a very early age, you were interacting with the spirits from the next dimension, because I don't believe that there is a death. I'm absolutely certain that there is another dimension, and that we step through that from these very heavy material bodies into the etheric world of spirit. People often say, you know, were you not afraid? I was a child. I didn't know any different. I didn't think that this was a ghost. To me, this was a voice that was speaking to me, and it was very friendly. And though I didn't actually see the spirit, it was always in the shadows. It was always a very friendly, encouraging voice. It didn't really encourage my father, who was quite a devout Roman Catholic. He thought that this was something extremely to be denied, which strikes me as a little bit strange, you know, that you would do that. Because if we go back in time a little bit, in fact quite a lot, to around about 1858, one of the most famous visitations of them all was in a place called Lourdes, yeah?
Bernadette
Sobrier, who was 14 years of old, and she started to see visions of what she believed was the Blessed Virgin Mary, and said, described this as an extremely beautiful young lady that gave her messages. And indeed, there is a shrine there to this very day, and many thousands and thousands of people have been healed, with millions of travellers each year. You've heard of Lourdes, yes?
Certainly, and many people have firsthand reported cures from that water.
They have. This evening I'm going to do some healing, if you would like to help me, Countess. I don't claim to have any divine powers, but I have a facility that's been given to me. So if people want to call in this evening and or just tune in and listen during the next quarter of this show, I'm going to send out some healing powers. So if you'd all like to listen into that, I will use my best efforts to send you some healing powers. But what I was trying to say was, it seems odd that when a child starts to report that they're seeing spirit or hearing spirit, that certain religious beliefs would decry this, whereas the same religion at that time actually holds the belief that Lourdes was real, and that visitations from the spirit world did take place. And you say that you have been communicating with elevated spirits, people who are of advanced knowledge, and that they have been approaching you since you were a child. Is that correct, Countess?
Yes, with very valuable information that I still use to guide people these days.
Brilliant, brilliant. Now listen, one of my friends is rather ill at the moment. His name is Ray Booth. He's a wonderful guy. He was a garage owner from Manchester, Swinton in Manchester. I've been helping Ray for a little while now, and I wrote a song about him. He used to be a garage owner and repaired lots of junkers' cars. This song is called We Bought a Banger. A banger in English is a clapped-out old wreck, and this is We Bought a Banger for Ray Booth.
It's a shed, that's what they said. Tires are flat, us to do. Half a rover, cross over with a Bentley. Gotta treat it gently, won't go. Really sad, get mechanic brain.
Aye, just for that.
We dropped a clanger, we bought a banger, a beep beep. Oh, what a heap. Clouds of dust, loads of rust, a real shed. That's what they all said. It was hissing and spitting steam. Then I heard the missus scream. The oil was boiling and black. She's yelling, take the burger back. Heard the crankshaft click. Off came the gear stick. Clutch pedal stuck. It's run right out of luck. Except bad. Go get Ray.
Aye, just the lot.
Dropped a clanger. You bought a banger. A beep, beep. Clouds of dust, loads of rust, a real shed. That's what they all said. They took one look, then he scratched his curly head. There's no doubt about it, mate, you really bought a shed. It's welded in the middle, joined together with glue. The whole thing's knackered, nothing I can do. Really bad, said Ray.
Aye, just the lot.
We bought a banger, we dropped a clanger. A beep, beep, oh, what a heap. Clouds of dust, loads of rust. A real shed, that's what they all said. It was on our drive, the neighbours complained. Roof leaking, especially when it rained. It looks a mess, I must confess. My Bentley Rover's days are over. A pile of junk. Then my missus found a Rembrandt hidden in the trunk. Yes, she did.
Worth 5 million quid?
We dropped a clanger. We bought a banger. A beep, beep. Oh, what a heap. Clouds of dust, loads of rust, a real shed. That's what they all said. Now the missus and I retired to Spain. Never gonna buy a banger again. Had that jalopy towed off by a truck. Kicked it up the exhaust, just for luck. As for Ray, our mechanic mate, we gave him the car as a keepsake. When he got the logbook, Ray the lucky geezer found the first owner was
Julius Caesar.
Julius Caesar, worth the fortune in the auction. The final bit,
5 million quid.
We dropped a clanger, we bought a banger. A beep beep. A heap, clouds of dust, loads of rust, a real shed. Yeah, that's what they all said. A real shed. Yeah, that's what they all said.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Torella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Torella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. but I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
There's not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Good evening and welcome back to Psychic World. I'm John G. Sutton, and with me this evening is Countess Starella. Let me tell you just a little bit about this show. It's all about you, your hopes, your dreams, your aims and ambitions. Now, you call in. Countess Starella and I will be delighted to give you the benefit of our experience and insights. So it's up to you. Call in 1-800-930-2819, or you can call 401-322-9091. Can I please speak to Rose?
Hi, this is Rose.
Hello, Rose. You're sounding very well this evening, and how can we help?
You.
You've got certain problems, Rose. Just before we go any further, before we come to the end of this, I want to give you some healing. I said earlier in the show that I was going to give some healing, and there's an opportunity here to give you some healing, because I do feel that, Rose, you've had some health problems, and before we finish this, I'm going to transmit some power to you, and all the people who are listening can tune in and help themselves to this power, because it really does work. Tell me I'm right about this, Rose.
Yes.
But
you are.
Let me tell you this. By the time this evening's finished, you're going to be feeling a lot more powerful. Also, I feel that there are new opportunities. You've been waiting for a communication. It's either an email or a text that's coming in to tell you, yes, we're very interested in this. You've got a business proposition out there at the moment, have you not?
Yes, well, my husband does. I do too, but I haven't gotten a call back.
This, I feel, concerns you, and it concerns your creative side, because I know that you are a very creative individual and you're a very spiritual individual. And I know that you have been involved in the music industry in some way, and that, again, ahead you will. I feel that there's going to be some reinvention of the beautiful rose that will be flowering and blooming in California. Tell me I'm right.
That would be wonderful. If this one Barbara Cain woman would get behind me, then I'd have all the help I needed to go where I needed to go. I just don't know what it takes to get a call back.
All it takes is one very busy person to say, right, I've looked at this, we are going to do something about it. Just send the email, and that is exactly what will happen. But there is also further contracts that are coming in with your partner that are going to resolve a lot of issues concerning finance, because finance has been a big question in your life at the moment. Tell me I'm right, Rose.
Oh, God, 4 o'clock in the morning worrying about it.
Well, it will not.
Yes, you're right.
It, It will not help, Rose, worrying about it. What you've got to do is maintain a positive attitude, and you're having a problem with pain. So just before you don't leave, have a word with my delightful co-host, the wonderful Countess Starvella. Come back to me and I'll give you some healing. Countess.
Thank you. Hi, Countess.
Hello, darling. We are with you, and you want to seriously quiet the mind this evening. And every night before sleeping, say to yourself, oh my, thank you, God, I feel better tonight. And the morning always brings some promise of resolution and success and achievement. And you're in contact with the correct people on many levels. And you just want to allow them. Emotionally, you're sending a sort of a vibration out there that they are all ready to cooperate with you. And if you can get the heart to be just a bit lighter and the soul to feel confident, you will see great, great things this year. Much, much different from last. Some coming together of the things that you have wished for. And we are right there with you. And a healing light, of course, we are sending this to you right now as we speak.
Wow,
thank
great.
You. Thank you, Countess. So, Rose, the Countess has expressed our feelings on that. I'm now going to send you some healing vibrations. So, Rose, and everybody else who's listening, please just concentrate and listen to my voice, yeah? As I'm speaking now, I am sending out healing vibrations. People who are receiving this should start to feel, and Rose, please concentrate on my voice, yeah? And feel the healing vibrations in your fingertips. Because as I'm speaking, the power is coming through me. It is not of me. I am no doctor. I am just a gifted healer. And I am sending the power across the airwaves, specifically to you, Rose, but to all the people who are listening to this wonderful program tonight on Transformation Talk Radio. And you can please accept this gift of healing that I am giving you now. Now, can you feel any tingling sensation in your fingertips, Rose? Because I can feel it in mine.
Yes, of course. Sure,
you can
I do.
Feel that. Yeah, well, the healing is being sent. The healing is being sent. And I know that you are going to feel perfectly better tomorrow. You're going to have a wonderful night's sleep. There is good news coming in. I've said to you that you will receive communication from a specific person who is looking at your projects, and that will work. Rose, thank you very much for calling in this evening. You've been a wonderful caller. Thank you very much, Rose.
Thank you so much. I love your show. I'll tune in again sometime soon.
Thank you, Rose.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Rose. Yeah. Is it possible, please, to speak to Dawn from Long Island?
Hi, Dawn. Hi, Starella. It's Dawn.
Hello.
Hi, Dawn. Yeah, I'm going to ask you to speak, first of all, to my delightful friend, the amazing Countess.
Okay, Countess, how are you?
I'm wonderful, dear, and I can sense your nervousness over your life situations. Yes, you have some serious challenges ahead of you, but you're handling them and coping with them like a trooper, and that's what counts. One tiny step, each priority analyzed and handled. You're good at this, Dawn. You're navigating a kind of rough sea at the moment, but there are good days ahead, my dear.
Okay, I trust you. That's why I'm on the phone. Just kind of stuck in a rut, that's all.
Every one of these situations opens a door to something remarkable. You want to keep your eye on the blessings that come from every setback. They are there. It's just a matter of looking at what's happening, keeping your sense of humor, counting your many, many, many blessings. You're a brilliant woman, and you deserve a new start. And that's what's happening. You're about to have a brand new start. You feel it, and on some level, you're able to realize that your luck is changing, aren't you, Dawn?
Some ways. I mean, there's days where I feel it changing, and then there's days I feel I regress. You know, I get a step
back. Very normal for the human mind, which is
Two steps forward, one step back.
Right, having a little tug of war with the soul, but
Oh, yeah.
Keep,
without
keep
a doubt.
A bright view of the future. You'll be okay. Fine. And some of the love situations will resolve themselves as well.
I hope so.
Dawn, let me tell you this, yeah? Around you, I can see very difficult road journeys. You've been driving?
Yep. Oh, yeah, I do. I'm a school bus driver, and it's treacherous weather in New York.
I can see a lot of very difficult journeys. And let me tell you this, Dawn, it just for the next week, it's not going to get any easier.
No,
but that's not your main worry. I mean, obviously, the authorities are watching over you because you're looking after vulnerable people, I feel. Am I correct?
Yes, I am. Many 50 students on just one bus. That's a big responsibility in this weather.
Yeah, give them a song. Yeah.
I will give one of them John Sutton song.
Give him a song, make him smile. You've got a wonderful man that's in your life. I know that he's going through a very difficult period at the moment, but he's going to resolve that this year. There are certain situations concerning your love life that keep you awake at night. But Dawn, I'm going to look at that as soon as we get back. We're going to take a short break, and if you would be so kind as to stay on the line, would you for me?
I will do that for you, John.
Yes, and when we come back, we're going to look a little bit more closely at your personal love life, if you don't mind. We'll be back. This is a break.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Join us February 14th through the 17th for the 22nd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference in Seattle. Come explore the new paradigm, riding the wave of the heart. Inspirational speakers, experiential workshops will change your life for good. Join Donna Eden, Esther Nicholson, Jalaja Bonheim, Julie McIntyre, and S.J. Tucker. Everything is individually priced, and evening events are open to men. Reduced prices for teens, students, and seniors. Looking for community? Join us this February. Visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org. Oh, and you'll want to attend the CD music release concert that S.J. Tucker is giving Saturday, February 15th. That's womenofwisdom.org, 206-782-3363. That's 206-782-3363.
Join the Pacific Northwest's EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Good evening and welcome back to Psychic World. I am John G. Sutton and with me is Countess Starella. Before we go straight back to our wonderful caller, Dawn, can we just have you tell us a little bit, Countess, about how people can get hold of you if they want to speak to you personally, direct to the amazing Countess?
Yes, they may find me at countessstarella.com or in the wonderful world of Orenum, where I am found daily.
Orenum.com. They just go into there and type into the search engine Countess Starella, and there is your chat room. Is that correct?
There will be your fairy godmother waiting to grant your fondest wish.
Absolutely amazing. How can you resist it, people? You've got to go and see the amazing Countess. Or you could go and see me, because I work on Orenum too. And my name there is Psychic John G. Or you can see me on psychicworld.net. That's my main website. Or just Google me. I'm absolutely all over the internet. See me on YouTube. Go onto YouTube and type in Psychic World Sutton, and you'll come up with a list of all the shows. So if you've been a caller on the show, you can listen to previous issues there, podcasts on my new YouTube channel. It's called Psychic World, and there are the shows. Are you there, Dawn?
Yes, I am. I'm
Dawn.
Here.
I promise you that before we finish this call, we would have a look at some personal mm-hmm. aspects of your life, yeah? Now,
okay,
there is a man there, and I mm-hmm. know for a fact, I can see it before my eyes, that there are situations that seem to weigh on his mind, and he has mm-hmm. to resolve these. One of them, I'm absolutely certain, it is a divorce from a situation in the past where it no longer works. Do you know that this man is being divorced?
Yeah, he is. He's trying to, anyway, in the process.
Dawn, I'm sure that you don't know how hard he is trying, because
yeah,
he is trying, and he wants to resolve this issue. I know that that there are times when you doubt the sincerity of this gentleman, but he's round there, and he tells you that he loves you. I know that he does. He might not speak the words, but his actions indicate absolutely that there is love. And you are going to find that over the next 3 months, action is taken to resolve the issues surrounding him, and that will enable him to take the next step forwards where he will make plans for the future. And I do feel that you're part of it. You'll be perfectly safe on the streets, you know, with this driving that you do, because there are lots of people around, and you've got a vulnerable guests, but believe me, sing them a song, make them happy, make them laugh, which you do, Dawn, don't you?
Yes, I do. I try to.
You do, and you're a wonderful lady. You're doing a great service for the city, and I know that you're going to be protected. But the main thing is, you want to know if your love life will work out. I'm absolutely sure that this man will do it. And
he is a
very determined man. He's used to being in charge, so you can't push him. He will make the moves. But, Dawn, I'm absolutely sure that he will. Thank you very much for calling in this evening. You've been a great guest.
Thank you,
Dawn.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
That was a wonderful Dawn, and she's from Long Island in New York, and driving in these terrible conditions. So all our thoughts go with you there, Dawn, and you'll be fine. Thank you very much for calling in. Can I please speak to Cecilia? Do we have Cecilia on the line?
It appears that she's there. Cecilia?
Oh, Cecilia, yeah. you're breaking my heart. You're breaking our hearts here, Cecilia. You've disappeared, yeah? Mm-hmm. Right.
She disappeared.
Well, disappeared. Yeah. Cecilia's disappeared. Oh, well, Cecilia, we tried. You can't say that we didn't try, yeah? So what I would like to do now, we get requests in from time to time for my poetry. And many people will know that I'm a poet because if you look me up on Google, there's loads of my books. And also some of them contain my published poems. One of my published poems is called Grandpa Grumps, which is about how I felt when my grandson was born. And he was just a baby. He's now 11 years old, but I've got another grandson as well who's called Jasper. But this is about how I felt and how people should feel when they become a grandfather. And it's called Grandpa Grumps by John G. Sutton. I've just become a grandfather. My daughter gave birth to a lad. And suddenly, all of my mourning has stopped. 'Cause now I'm just glad. I used to think days were real hard like. All working and plodding away. Just filling in time till my passing. But now, well, I'm planning to stay. Wife says I've got a smirk on. I'm laughing and chuckling at the kid, watching him yelling and striking. Aye, just like his mother once did. Now I see that this life's got a purpose, and all of the trials, hurts and bumps have turned into lessons I learned from on the road to Grandpa Grumps. And though I might be an old codger, grey hair, baldy patch and fat tum, for one little chap I'm still perfect, and that fellow is my grandson. You see, it's all down to perception. He sees not the signs of old age, but a person that offers affection, his very own jolly plump sage. I tell him tall tales of brave exploits, read nursery rhymes and sing songs. He sits on my knee and starts laughing, and never a day is too long. Dear God, let this boy live in freedom. Do not let his innocence spoil. As he faces this world and its troubles, may he find peace of mind, not just toil. Then one day, when my song is a memory, and he's travelled and wearing life's lumps, God, grant him a grandchild to cuddle, then he too will be Grandpa Grumps.
Oh, how darling.
That's it, Grandpa Grumps. Love Hope you it. All enjoyed that. Yeah, and I am Grandpa Grumps. Even the kids round here call me that. They shout, "Hey, Grumps," which amuses me greatly. I'm glad about that because it obviously means that I'm not such a bad old guy after all. Cecilia, are you there now?
I am.
Oh, Cecilia, you're breaking our heart. Can you
I'm
hear me, Cecilia?
I'm sorry about that. Hi there.
You're there.
Can you hear me? Yes, I'm sorry about that. I was a little, the signal was bad, I think. Sorry
right,
about that.
Cecilia, you've got some questions you want to ask. Yeah?
Is this
concerning your love life, Cecilia?
It's not so much my love life. I've kind of put that on hold. It's more of like, I guess, family, home life, those type of things.
Because I do feel that there is progression with your love life, but you've had a breakup in the past, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been a while, but yeah.
But Cecilia, what's the main thing you've got to do to go forward is to stop looking back. If you look forward, then it will resolve. I also feel that you've been thinking of a change of location. Is that correct?
Yes, I've been pondering that a little bit lately. Yes.
You can't do it yet, but when it comes springtime, then you're going to actually start making some more serious plans to actually move your location, and you will be very happy. Have you been worried about your mother, Cecilia?
Yes, I have.
Because your mother needs some healing, and she needs practical healing and help as well. Tell me I'm correct, Cecilia.
I would say so, yeah. I've been thinking about that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you can do a lot to help your mother in a very practical way. But your mother is a very independent individual who doesn't like to feel that she's imposing upon your time. Tell me I'm right, Cecilia.
Yeah, I would say so. Mm-hmm.
Right, okay. But you've got to actually... There are certain times when you've got to intervene for the betterment of the individual, no matter how stubborn they might feel. Yeah, and mm-hmm. I do feel that you will have. Also, there's something to do with education. Yeah, have you been visiting a facility for teaching?
Not so much teaching. I've been there's certain courses that I'm trying to finish.
Give me a break, Cecilia. That's education. Yeah, and you are doing it. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Give me a break. I'm psychic, and I'm telling you, don't put this off. You've got to get your head down into those books and pass, because Cecilia, you mm-hmm. will pass, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You will pass. Just have a minute word with my friend Countess, and then hold on, and we'll speak after the break. But Countess, will you please speak to this lady now?
Yes. Cecilia, is there someone specifically in the family that you need a little more respect or cooperation from?
I mean, there's one or two. Maybe at this moment, I would probably say my mother, which is John brought up, and then probably a little bit of grandparents, I would say. But maybe one or the other.
All right. If you can keep a very compassionate view of how they're interacting with you, never take anything too personally that they say. Sometimes I feel they may be a little bit demanding or critical. Just feel as though it's washing over you so that you can stay centered in your very strong spiritual grounding. And these situations will get a little bit better as these next few weeks and months pass. Sending you a lot of love and hugs over there, dear.
Thank you so much.
Cecilia, thank you very much for calling. If you'll just stay on the line, yeah, please.
All right. Thank you. Yes.
We're going to go for a break, and then I'll take it up as soon as we come back. We're going to take a break.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hi, this is Katina Macris of Limelight Radio. Do you or someone you know suffer with Lyme disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, MS, allergies, loss of wellness? I did, and advanced cell training has been a restorative, self-healing modality, bringing renewed health and energy to my life. Thousands of others rave about the remarkable success Gary Bleyer's cutting-edge healing approach at AdvancedCellTraining.com creates. Request their free DVD for self-healing work in the comfort of your own home at AdvancedCellTraining.com. Be inspired to heal in new and expansive ways. Your life is too precious to ignore.
Good evening and welcome back to Psychic World. I am indeed John G. Sutton, and with me is Countess Starella. Can I please speak to Cecilia?
Hello there. I'm here. Can you hear me?
You're there, Cecilia, yeah. I was trying to tell you about your studies. You've got to pass these examinations. You've got to pass your studies. Doors will open once you've done that. And once you start in a new direction, there's a change of location, I feel, around March, April, although it takes a little bit of planning. So I'd start the planning now. The other thing that you've got to do is you've got to get your love life right. I know that you're worried about caring for your family. You've got to also care for yourself emotionally and... You will meet what I consider to be the right man, or a very nice man. Now, I know that you may not believe this, and you've looked back too much. Look forward and prepare to connect. By the time we get to March, April time, I feel there is a proper change of direction, and you will be in a relationship this year. Cecilia, if I could wave a magic wand and make it happen today, I would. But there is a time and a place for everything. And for you, that is immediately ahead. Do you have a question for me, Cecilia?
Yes, you said as far as the mother, she could use some healing. I was thinking overall emotional, physical, spiritual well-being. Is there anything specific that you think she could use healing on?
I feel that she had problems with walking at the moment, Cecilia?
I don't think so. I'll have to ask her.
Because I feel that she's getting some pains in her hips. Yeah? I feel that she's getting pains in her hips. Has she mentioned this?
Not the hips. I think she had some in a different area, but I'll have to ask. I'll definitely ask her about that if that's what you're feeling.
That's what I feel. I feel there's some problems with walking. She doesn't seem to be walking quite correctly, but I feel that that's to do with her hips. It may present itself elsewhere, but I'm sure that that's where they will find the problem. I sent her some healing. I sent out healing earlier this evening. If you're listening again next week, perhaps get your mother to call in, and I will do my very best to help. Cecilia, thank you very much for being a wonderful guest. Go out there, pass your exams, connect and succeed. It's your life. Thank you, Cecilia.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And remember, tomorrow is another day. As they say in Gone with the Wind, isn't that correct, Countess?
After all, tomorrow is another day. Of course it is.
Tomorrow is another day. What a wonderful film that is. But frankly, my dear, I'm going to sing us a song. Yeah, how would you like that?
Well, sounds delightful.
Would you like to join me?
Yes.
On another planet?
Oh, my favorite.
Let's do it. Are you ready?
Yes.
Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, Countess, kiss me.
In your dreams. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
In other words, I love you. Wonderful, Countess. Did you get that I was singing that in my Sinatra voice there? That would be Edward Sinatra, his cousin.
Yes. That's more like it.
Used to deliver pizzas in Long Island.
Oh.
The Aborkin Pizza King, Edward Sinatra.
One thing about you, John, you know how to have fun. Thank goodness.
You've got to laugh. This is a difficult world. If you can't smile, if you can't laugh, I mean, how are you going to get through it? Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to see more of John G. Sutton, you can Google me. You can get me on psychicworld.net. That's my website, or with Countess Starella. And tell us how we can get you, Countess.
It's countessstarella.com or aurainum.com.
Aurainum.com. Yeah, I work on aurainum.com as Psychic John G, so you can always contact me there. But Psychic World is my main site, and one of the things that's on my website are a load of photographs. You've seen the photographs of my spooky encounters, because at the weekends I go into the Lake District and various very haunted areas of England and Wales and research elemental beings and spiritual connections. Have you seen that, Countess?
I have, and I find the whole thing fascinating. Those photos, oh my God, I'm right there with you, right there with the elementals.
There is one photograph of an elemental which it shows it actually materializing in my air, which is quite clearly, to me anyway, it's an elf. That I was in the Lake District, and I went down to what I know to be a very haunted wood, and I tuned in to the nature spirits, and I asked them to show themselves, and I said to my wife, who is the photographer, just take some photographs as I'm doing this. And one of the photographs shows very clearly an elf materializing in my hair. I've got long white hair right down to my shoulders. Look a bit spooky. I don't know if I scare the... I don't seem to scare the spirits, though.
Nah.
Obviously not. that would be something, wouldn't it? Yeah. Instead of them haunting me, I go and haunt them. Listen, people, go and have a look on psychicworld.net. There's absolutely loads of photographs there. You've got a website as well, haven't you, Countess?
Yep. CountessStarella.com.
CountessStarella.com. And you got some photographs of the amazing Countess. So if you, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to this wonderful show this evening on Transformation Talk Radio, you're wondering what the Countess looks like, go and have a look at CountessStarella.com. You're wondering, what does John G. Sutton look like? PsychicWorld.net. There's loads of pictures of me there. I'm looking a bit like somebody described me as looking like a modern day Merlin, or somebody out.
Yes.
Oh, what is that other one? Dumbledore out of the Harry Potter things. Strange thing, you know. I have a connection with the Harry Potter books. Do you know that, Countess?
No, I didn't realise.
J.K. Rowling, who wrote the Harry Potter books, and I were sitting together in the offices of Bloomsbury, the publishers in London. She was commissioned to do the first Harry Potter book, and I did the book called Psychic Pets. We both had the same editor, Barry Cunningham. So if Barry Cunningham's listening this evening, which I sincerely doubt, seeing as he's under about 6 foot of water. Yeah? In Somerset. Good luck, Barry. Good luck, Barry, bailing out. Yeah, Barry Cunningham of Bloomsbury. Yeah, we were both commissioned at the same week for Bloomsbury. J.K. Rowling went on to be a billionaire, and here I am on Transformation Talk Radio. I mean, who made it, eh? Was it J.K. Rowling or me? Yeah. Somebody suggested that I look like Richard Harris. Yes. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can make it. It took so long to bake it. Hey, what's that all about?
Oh, God, I love that song. As bizarre and obscure as it may be.
I think it's got something to do with smoking. I'm not exactly sure. Seeing as I haven't been down that path. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us this week. This show is all about you. It really is. It's about your hopes, your dreams, your aims, hopes, and ambitions. And Countess Starella and I would like to speak to you. So please make a note of this number, 800-930-2819, and call in next week on Psychic World to speak to John G. Sutton, that's me, or the amazing Countess Starella. Wish him good night, Countess.
We love you, dear friends, and we'll see you next week.
Good night.
You've been listening to Psychic World with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starella. Tune in each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, for one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net. See you next week. Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starella.
one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.